kuvel kechalolo. Bishte yetzboyis koizermeslim koimim. It has to be wide enough that your two fingers could go around it very easily. That's how wide the hole has to be, connecting the two mikvahs together. That's called the chibur, the two waters are touching one another. But less than that, it's not called touching the two waters. So if you have a Pepsi-Cola bottle inside the mikvah, and now you take these sonoras somehow, and you just stick it inside the bottle, I don't know how you do it, because you get into the mikvah first, but if you just throw it into the bottle somehow, it's not called a good tefillah. Because the water inside the Pepsi-Cola bottle is not mechubur to the water in the mikvah. Shrashi, Iruv mikvois. Mikvah chosa bitzad mikvah sholim. You have a big mikvah, a kosher mikvah, and right next to it you have a smaller mikvah. It's not kosher. V'yatzino b'neim ha-mechaber, and you have a pipe in between them, connecting them. Im yesh barachu k'shver ha-sanoit. Kekono, like kono means like a pipe, like a reed. She'nois to mepi ha-noit sh'or. That you put on the top of a flask made out of skin. Now how wide does it have to be? Kecholalu v'uvem, vein beiz et zboyis choizus l'mkoymum. Shodem yochol agalga v'toy chaloloi, beiz et zboyis l'chol tzad. You could take your two fingers easily and turn it around always. That's wide enough to make a chibur between the two waters. Heavy iruf, u'matfil af kelim, you can be tevil kelim then, even in the smaller mikvah. The smaller mikvah is called attached to the big mikvah, it's a kosher mikvah. There's also a chashash tumah d'oraisa, because on the tzad, like a Pepsi Cola bottle, that it's smaller than these two fingers, so it's not called a chibur d'oraisa. So therefore, if you put the tumah needles inside the bottle, it's tumah d'oraisa. So that's why in the ratio of the Mishnah, you're not allowed to be table one kli instead of another kli, as the gzera auto, the second kli will be so small. So it says, Sovala, ki hod yom rav nachman, yom rav avavua. That Yud Aleph Milas Shemakan, not like Rabbi Lodi. He learns, no, a Mishnah means 11 Milas, because that was very good. The first one and the Tzitzitza had two different reasons. So there are 11 differences now. And he's going to ask like this, Sheish Rishoinois Bein LaKodesh Bein LaChum Shinasot Eros HaKodesh. So the first six Chumers in the Mishnah, with Achshoshim, that's even Tamim Medirayisam, applies even to regular Chulin, that you know you got Eros HaKodesh. But Achroinis, the last five, La Kodesh is only for regular Kodeshim, Avolor L'chul Shinasot Eros HaKodesh. But not for regular Chulin, Shinasot Eros HaKodesh. Since it's not any chashash tumim in the Raisa, there's only a pure chashash in the Rabbonins, the Rabbonin were machmir, you don't have to worry about it. Yes. Alright, we'll stop here. We're holding Daf Chof Beis. We're holding the fifth line. The Gemara says, "My Ika Ben Derova L'Rabbi Loi." What's the difference between these two pshatim we had so far? The shaila was the pshat and the ratio of the Mishnah. That the ratio of the Mishnah said Alocha that there's a chumra of kodesh over truma. That shematzvilim kelim b'ter kelim l'truma avlo l'kodesh. When you want to put one kli inside another kli, you want to put a jar inside a pot and put them both into the mikvah at the same time, to be tovah both of them, so that tefillah helps for truma, but not for kachim. So the machlokes is, why doesn't it help for kachim? So first pshat we had before was Rabbi Loi said it's a shalaf from chatitza, that we're afraid maybe the inside kli will weigh too much, press down too much on the outside kli, and there'll be a chatitza, the water won't get through. Rava we just had said a different svara. Rava said we're afraid that maybe sometimes you're going to put a needle, a small needle that's tamei, inside a Pepsi-Cola bottle. We're afraid you could be table one kli inside another kli, that the gzera, sometimes you put a small needle inside another bottle, that the opening of the bottle is smaller than kishaferes hanoid, which means the width of two fingers to go around it, where that's the least amount opening you need to ma'arev the mikvah. If you want to put something inside the mikvah to say the water is sitting attached to the mikvah water, the opening between the hole has to be at least the size that two fingers go through.
So that was a gzera. Rabbi holds you can't be toivel one kli inside another kli because we're afraid maybe sometimes you put these small needles inside a Pepsi Cola bottle that the opening of the bottle is less smaller than your two fingers can't go around it. Therefore, the outside mikvah water is not called mechubra attached to the inside water. Therefore, it wouldn't be called the good tefillah. So the machlekes, what's the reason of the ratio of the Mishnah? So Morris says now, what's the difference? My ikka ben the rabbi and the biloi. So Morris says ikka benayu sal v'gagusni. If you have a sal, a big basket, the gagusni is a big type of net that they used to use to sift out the wine. Shemilein kalim, that you fill up this big sift, this big net, or else this big basket full of kalim, the yetfila, and you put it into the mikvah. That's enough gemina. Laman diyam mishum chatzitz, according to Rabbi Loi Svara, that you can't be tayful one kli inside another kli at the same time, that you're afraid the inside kli is going to press down too much on the outside kli. So the chatzitz of water can't get there. Here also it applies. Even though you have a nice big fat barrel, and it's a wide opening on top, but still you can't put other small kelim inside it and be tevel together, there's a shalom mishum chatzitza. Ika, you have the chashir also, if you want to use these kelim to kutchim in, to cook up kutchim, you can't be tevel this way. But leman diyama mishum gzero, shemi yatzful machtim mitzineris. But according to Rava, that was a stomach gzero, that maybe you'll be tevel small needles, the kli inside another kli, shein bepiv kishaferas hanoid, that the opening of that bottle, like a Pepsi Cola bottle, is not wide enough to put your two fingers around there. So therefore, it's not called the chibur. The mikvah outside mikvah water is not called attached to the water inside the kli. Therefore, the tefillah is no good. But I tell you over here, sal v'gagusni shein bepiv kishaferas hanoid leka. Here they don't have that gzera. There's no such gzera by a big wide barrel and by a big wide net, because these nets and these barrels are made tremendously wide that it has to be bigger than the width of two fingers. So it doesn't pass the gzera at all. That'll be enough kamina. In case you want to be told to take a big barrel or take a big net and you want to put kelim inside it, according to Rav Avada Bimutu, it'd be okay. Like Rashi says, Kagusti means a sal godum yod, a very big basket. Sheboy misanana yayin. They used to sieve out the wine there. Beis abtzir, but nice to know it's a tachat kiluach agas, when they used to have the wine floating down into the vat. Vayayin misanin broi viyoro labor. So they used to sift it out, and they used to have a big wide sift, a big wide net there. So such a net is so wide that there's no suffix that there should be a kashveras hanoid. So there wouldn't be any gzeres, you would be allowed to be toivel both kelim together. And the Gemara says, "V'yoz the Rav l'time l'timei." Rav goes according to his own time. The Yomar Rav says, "Sal v'gagustin." You have a big basket, big basket, or else gagustin is big thief. Shemilon kelim. You filled them up with a lot of kelim. V'hetvilon and you toivel. Mashma the kelim inside were tamei. So you're putting it inside this big sal. Big basket or big net, and you put it into the mikvah, is toirim. It's tor, and pasha tor means both for kachim and for truma. That's rabbi l'shitasai. You don't have the gzera by big wide kalim or big wide nets. Now another lach is saying, what about a mikvah shechilkoi b'sava gagusni? What about you have a mikvah? You have a mikvah that's, let's say, exactly aboyim saw. Kosher mikvah, even a little bit wider, a little bit more water. And now right smack in the middle of the mikvah, you make a mechitza. You draw a mechitza, a net. You put a net straight across the mechitza. And you straight across the mikvah. And you make like a mechitza dividing the two mikvahs in half. And now each mikvah by itself is less than aboyim saw. So in such a case, the mikvah is possible. He says now, O mikvah shechilkoi b'savag agusni. You have a mikvah that you made a mechitza, you divided the two halves of the mikvah with a net. Is our toivel shom loyosalai tefillah? You should know if your toivel now in this mikveh doesn't help? Because each mikveh is separately. There's a mechitza division in between. And each half by itself is less than a boim sor. So there's no mikveh. Now, maybe you told me a wide net Since there's holes there, the water travels through, maybe that's not called a mechitza. Maybe for water, since water goes straight through it, it should still be called like one body of water. It's still a kosher mikvah. He says, no, I'll bring you a proof, not like that. To Arya, our whole land, kula chilchule mechalchula. The whole land has holes. It's porous. The land is porous. There's holes. Ubinon diikar mem sob mokim echod. And we know we have a puddle of water here, and another puddle of water next to it, another puddle of water, and each puddle by itself is not 40 saw, it's a puddle of mikvah. And you can't say, I have a puddle of water here, and a puddle of water next to it. What's in between? Mechitz of mud. Mud is chachul and mechalkol. Mud has holes going through it also, it's porous holes, the mud. So why not say, since the water could seep one to the other, that's not called the mechitz in between? Ever might know. Even though the water could seep from one to the other, lamaisa is the mechitza of mud there, of dirt there in between, it looks like two separate mikvahs, and each one is left in our boim. So, you can't be terrible at neither one of them. Here also, you have this one big mikvah, but you put a mechitza in between, a net mechitza in between, it has hilchos mechitza, it's less than gimel tfachim, there's no din lovud, you say lovud, so it's called like a good mechitza, therefore it's possible to be terrible there. Rashi says, the Yosel et Filo, she also kebez mikvois, you made it now like two separate mikvois, for ye in shir, loy bezev, loy bezev, each one does not have a shir mikvah. Afa pi shemayim mechabrin, bein avir hanitzorim, even though the water goes in between the net, and it's mechaber, and zechid, that's not called a connection. To our yakula mechalchalo, vi hamayim anoivim kan, boyim minor godol, vloy chashvinim ki mechuber, to be the mem sub of Mokim Echad, so far the whole world, the whole offer is called like, has holes, connecting, and still it's not enough. One small puddle, but not a small puddle of water. You have to have one big Mokim of 40 saw, so you see, even though it could travel through the water, it's still called the Mechitza. Now the Gemara says, when do I say this Svara again, that the other is like a Pepsi Cola bottle, that you put it inside and you have this Sinaris, you have this pin, a needle, that's Tomei, you put it inside the Pepsi Cola bottle, and now you're putting it inside the mikvah. So you say that the needle inside is still Tomei, because the water inside is not connected with the water in the mikvah. Because since the hole of the Pepsi Cola bottle is less than the width of two fingers, it's not called the connection, this water and that water. So Mar says now, Fahani Mili, when do I say it's not called connected? The Kli Tor, only if the Pepsi Cola bottle is Tor. And the only thing you want to be metayer is only the needle. Since the needle is inside the bottle, we say the water inside is not connected with the water outside. It's not called in the mikvah. Avo b'kli tamei. Let's say the Pepsi Cola bottle is also tamei. So now you want to be tovel now both. You had the shalosh yesterday that you have a Pepsi Cola bottle that's tamei, and you put now a needle inside the Pepsi Cola bottle. If you put it into the mikvah, both of them become tahor. Hey, Sava, the Kli Tomei, if the bottle itself is Tomei, Mi Gulda Salka Tfilo Lekule Gufei Demono, since the mikvah now for sure is going to be Metaya, the Pepsi Cola bottle, some more you have a wine bottle, that you fill it up with wine and your crystal wine bottle. Also, before you use it, you're supposed to put it into the mikvah, if you buy it off a goy. So, through there, sometimes the opening also was less than Kashara Sanai. It's so narrow, you don't have your two fingers, can't get in there. Still, you put it into the mikvah, it itself becomes tor. Because that's the law. If the kli itself is tamei, the gate itself, since when the water goes inside, and the water on the outside, is considered now this crystal is inside the mikvah. So, rather, the crystal itself does become tor. And how does it become tor? That we consider as if the whole bottle is in the mikvah. And therefore, the water inside it is also part of the mikvah water. So it's a migo. Migo the salka tfilo lekule gufa demona. Since when the water goes inside a Pepsi Cola bottle, it makes the whole bottle tor. Salka lehunami lekelem the yisbe. It also helps for the needle that's inside the Pepsi Cola bottle. Now, since when the water gets inside there, it's called mikvah water to the metari the bottle. So migo, it's mikvah water for the bottle. Who are then it's mikvah water for the needles inside it, and the needles now become tor. But the chiddush is, let's say the Pepsi Cola bottle is tor. The bottle does need a tefillah. And you put needles inside it. And now you want to put it inside the mikvah, that's the chiddush is no good. that when the water goes inside the bottle, since the water going inside doesn't have to be matired the bottle itself, so therefore it's considered like it's outside the mikveh now. The water inside the bottle is inside the bottle, not inside the mikveh. Where's the chibur? What's connecting the two things? The opening. But since the opening is narrow, it's not wide enough for two fingers to go around inside it, that cannot connect the water inside and outside, therefore it's not called mikveh water inside, therefore these needles inside remain tummy. It's not like we learned. Kelim shemilon kelim. You have one bottle, you filled it up with other kelim. The hetzvilon, and you put it into the mikvah, harelu terim. Everything is Torah. For it means now the same case that you have this Pepsi Cola bottle, and you put needles inside it, and you put it into the mikvah, everything is Torah. The yimloi tovel, but let's say you did not put it, you did not tovel it. Is mayim hamarovim, the yimloi tovel, but we'll soon see what that means. It means that the Pepsi Cola bottle is not tomei, that does not need its filo. Then, mayim hamarovim, achio marovim gesheras hanoid. When do we say the water inside the bottle and the water outside the bottle is called connected? Only if the opening there is wide enough, kishafaras hanoid, like two fingers could fit in there nicely and turn around there. That's what the Brisa says. For the Gemara might come, what does the Brisa mean? What does it mean, vimloi tovel, if you didn't tovel it? So, churi, it means if you didn't tovel it, it's pita, there's nothing to talk about. You don't put it in the mikvah, nothing to talk about. So, come, this is what the Brisa means to say. Let's say this Pepsi Cola bottle does not need tefillah, it's not tomei, so you only have needles inside it. And the whole purpose of putting it in the mikvah is only to be matari the needle, and not to be matari the bottle. Then I say, when do we say the water inside the bottle is called connected to the mikvah water, that the water inside is also like a mikvah, could be matari the needles? Only if the opening there is wide enough for two fingers to get in there. But if not. Sasmachal Araya to Rava. Another more says, Vavod the Rava Ud Rabbi Loi Tanoi. I tell you, this machloikis, the way Rava and Rabbi Loi learns Pshah now a Mishnah. Again, that the Mishnah said, you can't be toivel one kli inside another kli for kochim. It's a machloikis Tanoim, what the Pshah of our Mishnah is. How come for kochim you can't be tovel one kli inside another kli? So machlekes tanoim. What's the machlekes? The tanya wrote like this: Sal v'gagusni. You have this big barrel or this big net. Shemilon kelim. You filled it up with small kelim. There's filling, and you put everything together inside the mikvah. So the Tanakhama says, Bein la kodesh. Bein l'truma teirim, whether you want to use these kelim now to cook up kachim, or you want to eat it, you want to use them to cook up truma teirim. That's like rava. Even though our Mishnah says chayim b'kodesh here, that by kachim it doesn't melt to be table one kli inside another kli, you have to say that something like rava said that only because it's a gzera, maybe you use a small or narrow kli. But when you have this big barrel here, and this big net, that's not possible. These are nets and barrels used for the wine vat. It's not possible to use a small, narrow one there. You need the whole wine is gushing down from the vat, into the vat. You have to have a big barrel there, a big net there. So since it's not possible to use a small one, there's no gzera. So that's why these big kelim, if you put other kelim inside them, even for kutshim, it's tor. So raya to rava. Abishulam of Abishul says no. Letruma v'lo l'kodesh. No. Even though using this big barrel, this big net, that you use for the wine, that's always very, very wide, still we have the Gzera, the Mishnah, that if you tovel these other kelim inside them, those kelim are only called Torah from the Gant to Truma, and not the Gant to Kodesh. If you want to use that pot to cook up Shlomim with it, teeth kachim, it's still Torah, still Tomei. That's a right to Rabbi Loi. Now what's Pshah now, first Mishnah, why can't you put one kli inside another kli for kachim? Because the Gzera, maybe you'll press down too much on the outside kli, and there'll be a chatzitza there. So Mel, I don't care how wide the kli is, even though you have a very wide kli, but still you have that gzera. Maybe the inside kli will be pressing down very tight on the outside kli, and water will not be getting in there. There'll be a chatzitza. So Tzaraya, Rav Abishur learns like Rabbi Loi, and the Chorot Tanakama learns like Rav, to see it's a machlekes tanoim. Now the Gemara is starting to cash in our Mishnah. Ihochi is so, le truma nami. The chura, even for truma, should not be good. Like if you have a gzeira l'chur that the chatzitza is really chatzitza, it shouldn't be good for truma. So Gemara says, leman kamrinim, who are we talking about, chaverim? Like who comes to ask any questions? Questions? A chaver, somebody knows the lochis. For the Gemara, chaverim made the idea, and chaverim knows the lochis. Therefore, they know how to be table kelim, and there's no real shash mishum chatzitza. That's why you let you eat it truma with it. For the Gemara, yachid, that's the svara. That we're only talking about chaverim. A chaver means a chosh of a Jew that knows the lochis, like a Talmud Chochem. Yachi kredish nami. If so, even the kachim should be mutter. He was telling me now the Mishnah is only talking about a chaver that knows the halacha. So a person that does know the halacha, when he's toivel one kli inside another kli, he makes sure that the opening is wider than shvaras hanoid, and he makes sure that they're not that tight, stick together. That not the weight is not pressing it down. He makes sure there's no chatzitza. So if he makes sure there's no chatzitza, even for kachim it should be good. What should be wrong? And Rashi says, Laman kamina chaverim, l'niyon wernim harozu shlayatvu kli b'ter kli l'chover. The Mishnah's only talking about to a chover, a Talmud Chacham. Dilu Amoritz, because if we're talking about an Amoritz, l'yosei kamon l'mishnah, doesn't ask us any questions the Amoritz. It's not the Gaitim. So if we're talking about a Talmud Chacham, why is only truma good for kachim, it should also be good. So Amoritz is like this. Chazilah, we're afraid like this. Chazilah Yamoritz. The Amoritz is going to watch the way the schover is being tabled is kelim, or one kli inside another kli. The ozo matfil, and the amoritz is going to go home. He's going to see halacha that you're allowed to be tabled one kli inside another kli. He'll do it when he goes home also. Now, by the amoritz, him we have to be afraid. He does not know the halacha so well. Maybe he'll be tabled in a narrow kli. Maybe he'll do it with a kli that's pressing down. There will be a chatzitza. Freddy Gemara. So that's why by kachim you can't use an amoritz kli. Freddy Gemara, if so, true manami, chosele yamoritz v'yozo matfi. Of his way, why does the Mishnah say that for truma? We're allowed to use this kelim, and you're telling me now it means the amoritz is kli. The amoritz that has a pot, if you want to borrow his, if a kohen wants to borrow the amoritz's pot, and use it to put his truma in it, he's allowed to. The question is why? How could you use his pot for truma? Why aren't you afraid the Amoritz once saw a chavar when he went to the mikvah to betayv the kelim? He put one kli inside the other kli. So the Amoritz learned from that I'm allowed to do it also. And he does not know the lochis. He'll do it even though it's pressing down one for the other. So why does the Mishnah say it's only a chumra for kachin? It should be a chumra for truma also. So Gemara says, le mekablin in minayu. We don't accept any kelim. We don't accept truma from Namoritz. If a kohen wants to take truma, he should not take it from Namoritz. That's a locha. A kohen, that's a chover, should not accept truma from a yisro, that's a Namoritz. Because you have to be afraid, maybe that truma is coming. For the Gemara, if so, kodesh namin lo nekabi minayu. If that's the pshat that we don't accept from an Amoritz truma, so say the same thing. If an Amoritz says, I made something kosher, I'm giving it to the Beis Hamikdash now, we shouldn't accept it from him. We shouldn't accept kosher from an Amoritz. So melo, all kosher should also be okay to be used with a kli that's tabled inside another kli. Because only a chaver would use it, not an Amoritz. So same thing, don't accept kosher from an Amoritz. So my answer is no. Hevela Eva, that we can't do. If an Amoritz wants to come and be mocked or something, give it to the Gizbar can't say no. If he's going to say no, there's going to be Eva, there's going to be like hatred there. Then the Amoritz will come to hate us. Fred the Gemara is so Truman, I'm the Hevela Eva. Says so Truman, that's the same Svara. What do you mean we don't accept the Truman for an Amoritz? He'll come and hate us. There'll be hatred here. And the Gemara, by Truman, it doesn't bother him so much. There are a lot of kahanim that are amaratzim also. So usually you swear that namoritz, his friends are also amaratzim. So now if a chavah won't accept his truma, what's going to happen? Yisrael will come to the kohen and say, here's truma. The guy says, no, I don't want it. He's not going to feel belated. You don't want it? Okay, who needs you? I'll give it to my friend Joe. Joe the Shema, I'll give it to my friend Joe, that he's also a kohen. And he'll take it. Because he's namoritz. Who to give the truma to, it doesn't come with a hatred. Because one namoritz will find another namoritz to take it. But again, to give it to kachim, you have to give it to the gizmor, that's a chash, we have to accept the kachim from the amoritz. Because if we don't accept it, there'll be eva, there'll be hatred. Yeah. Nur ist das weiter. Well, man Tano, who's this Tano? The Chayish Leiva, that we're afraid for the Svar of Eva, there shouldn't be hatred and Amor shouldn't come to hate us. Rabbi Yossi, goes according to Rabbi Yossi Shita. The Tanya we learned. Omer Rabbi Yossi, Mifnei Ma HaKel Nemonim Altarimus Yain V'Shemin. Kol Yemois HaShonah. How come anybody that comes to bring Yain or Shemin to the Beis HaMikdash, the person is never to say it's Torah. It's all year round. Even though he's Namoritz, still we accept Yain V'Shemesh from the Amoritz to bring into the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Svara? K'dei sh'lo yei kol echad v'yechad ho'lech u'boyne bom li'atzmoy. K'sara poradum li'atzmoy. There is a Svara Mishum Eva. If we're not going to accept it from the Amoritz is going to say, the Jews don't accept me. So know what I'll do? I'm not going to go to the Beis HaMikdash anymore. They don't accept it. So what will I do? I'll go and build my own bom and make my own Beis HaMikdash. So we don't want the Amoratzim to come to hate us and do things worse. That's a Yossi Svar to say, we have to accept from the Amoritz his Shemen and his Yayin. Rashi says it means, our Tyrus Yayin v'Shemen, lekaba miyodam Yayin l'Nesachim, we can take wine for the Nesachim. V'Shemen l'Menachis, because now the Masnissim, we'll learn the Mishnah later about that, that's Chemi v'Trumah Shem Yehuda, ne'monim our Tyrus Yayin v'Shemen. We believe the Amoritz, that if he says he kept the Yayin Tor, we believe him. Right, we'll see this in Mishnah later, we'll see about it. And that's a Yossi Svara, because we're afraid if we don't take it, he'll come to hate us and he'll say, I don't need this Beis HaMikdash, I'll make my own Bama. Omer Rav Papa says, Keman Nekablinon Idna Sadusa Miyamoritz, according to who do we accept today Edus from an Amoritz? Keman Krav Yossi, same Svara again from Rav Yossi. Because if we're not going to accept him, he's going to something to say, he's a witness. If he's going to say, I saw something, if we're not going to accept him, again, the Amoris will get all baledic, he'll be angry at us, and he'll go and do worse things. So not to make hatred here, according to Rabbi Yossi, we even accept Edis from an Amoris. Now the Gemara is a new kasha. So what are we saying so far? That the reason why Truma is Tor is because we only take Truma from a Choshev Yid, from a Chover. And a chaver knows the Allah had to be toivul. There's no shash chatzitza. Mashenkin kotshim, we have to accept even for Namoritz. So Namoritz, we're afraid of he'll be toivul one kli and son another kli. We're afraid maybe he won't do it so well. Maybe there'll be a chatzitza. Or maybe, according to Rava, we're afraid it won't be narrow. That'll be like a Pepsi-Cola bottle. That the needles will still remain tomei. Therefore, for kotshim, we can't use this kelim. But for Truma we could. For at the Gemara, for the Mavadekis L'Shaila, why aren't we afraid for Shaila? Maybe we're going to borrow the Kalim. Rashi learns, even for Truma, L'nit for Kli B'Tay Kli L'Truma. Even for Truma we should not be able to be told one Kli to another Kli. Dilma Chazi Amoritz, the same thing, let's be afraid and Amoritz will watch a Talmud Chacham do it. The Yavud Hoch, the Amoritz will also do it. The terrace before we said is, we don't accept Truma from the Amoritz. We won't accept the Truma. But the question is, even though we don't accept the Truma, but our core point is we take Kalim from them. If we take Kalim from them, we have to be afraid later when we use their Kalim is Tomei. So we have to be afraid we ourselves should not be toivel, even a Talmud Chacham, should not be toivel a Kli, but a Kli, Kedei Namoritz should not see it and learn out from it. And if Namoritz learns out from it, the chash is we borrow the Kelim. So we borrow the Kelim's Atomei, how can we do that? The Tanan, I'll bring you proof now that the Messias, we borrow Kelim from them, from Namoritz. The Tanan, Kli Cheres Matzil Alakul. A kli cheres, an earthly kli, is matzah, means protects anything from tumah. Dibre beisil, let's be silu shita. Srash learns, I mean, two nyonim. Either the kli cheres that's completely tight, covered on top, even if it's inside a room that has a mace there, anything inside the kli cheres is tor. That's one halacha. That's called mukav tzomit posel. B'yel mace. Even though anything inside the oil mace becomes tamei, but if it's an earthly kli that's covered up tightly, the food inside remains tor. Another thing Rashi said, let's say there's a mace inside the house, and there's a hole in the roof, so usually the tumah goes straight up into the attic. But let's say you put a kli there, kli cheres, to make a chatzitza, stops the tumor from going up. The klicheres is a chatzitza. It stops the tumor from going up. So that's the halacha klicheres matzla lakol. If you have a klicheres stopping the tumor chatzitza, it helps. That's beisilushita. The shama yomim no ena matzel. The klicheres doesn't help. Ela al oichlin velamashkin. Only if it's a question of food or eating, it remains tor. Via klicheres, or else to protect another klicheres, it's tor. But for anything else, the keli is takatami. Omulem beisilu beshamai. So beisilu is not the beshamai. Mifnei ma? What's the reason why? Like, why don't you say klicheres could be matzel? Omulem beshamai beshamai said like this. Mifnei shutomei agav amoritz. We're talking about the house of an amoritz. When the Amoritz takes his klicheres and puts it up on the roof there to make a division between the tumor on the bottom and upstairs to make a chatzitza, you have to be afraid that klicheres is tummy already. And the halacha is, if something is tummy, it's not called a chatzitza. If you have a hole and you want to put a kli on top there to make a chatzitza, stop the tumor from going through, it's only good if the kli is tor. But if the kli itself is tummy, then the tumor goes straight through it. So Beis Shammai says that a klicheres from an Amoritz, we have to be afraid it's tamei. The ain kli tamei chaytzeis, and a kli that's tamei doesn't help you to stop the tumor from going through. That's Beis Shammai's svara. Omru lehem beisilu beisilu said back to them, v'aloi tiartem oichlu l'mashkit teichel. You say the food inside is tor. He was telling me now the kli itself is tamei, so how could you say though the food is tor? It's a stira. If the kli is tamei, so the food inside also has to be tamei. Beshamai says that we said the food and the drinks inside this earthly cleansed tor. You know what we're talking about? We're only matzah to the Amoritz himself. In other words, we're talking about in the house of an Amoritz. And the mace is inside. And there's an attic. And there's a hole there. So you don't want the tumor to go through. The Amoritz himself takes his kli and puts it up there. So the Sham is saying that the Amoritz's kli helps for himself, that he's allowed to eat the food inside it.